The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live. Let's talk about sex. Featuring in-depth discussions on dating, intimacy, and relationships. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood. Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. We are back for another fun and sexy episode of Let's Talk About Sex here on Black Hollywood Live. I am your host, Spicy Madi, and joining me today is co-host Phoenix White.
Hello, hello.
And we also have Drea Renee in the building.
Hello, guys.
And special guest host, you guys will never believe you're in for a special treat. We have NBA champion, in addition to TV host for Fox Sports Net, Basketball Wives Reunion, one of my favorites, and the best damn sports show. We have, round of applause, please, John Sally in the building. Can you believe that he took out time from his busy schedule to come and join us here on Let's Talk About Sex?
I know. It was hot, too. It was like 96 degrees.
I know.
It is hot.
But three hot women on stage.
You're good.
That wasn't my leg that hit that.
Oh. What was that? You know what? You already started.
We are so fortunate to have you in the studio. We really appreciate you guys.
I know you are,
you are. We're so blessed. We're going to start getting on you in just a second, too. We're going to have John Sally reveal some good, bad, and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
But here on Let's Talk About Sex, we also have to join us and join in on the discussion is the Wright Sisters.
Yes.
They are the Event Productions, and they are Mina, Ayana, and Shanti. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Okay, there's three of these sisters. And they're really hot in Los Angeles. They're always throwing amazing events all over the U.S. as well. And they're going to get down and dirty with us.
She's like, am I?
Yes. So, John, because you are surrounded by a room full of women.
All women.
Like, that's a problem. No.
Wow.
So, you know, our philosophy, everybody's doing it. We might as well talk about it. Yeah. Sex, y'all. And so, today we start off with the Hollywood hotties doing the naughty. And as you guys know, Adrienne Bailon is on the cover of Latina Magazine. Woo! Round of applause for her.
Yeah, we all know that.
Making it. Okay. What? You guys haven't seen it? Okay.
I saw it.
It's a big deal. Like, she's looking hot. She's doing great with her career
right now.
And she's saying that Rob Kardashian, the reputation of having, you know, been intimate with him or been in a relationship with him has damaged her career. And it's been the one thing to hurt her career.
Because of the Kardashians.
Yeah, and so Kim rebutted with that, saying how funny how she says that being with the Kardashian hurt her career, yet the only reason that she has this article is because she's talking about a Kardashian. She tweeted that back at Adrienne's, her response.
I mean, but you have to think about it. Right now, Rob is going through some really emotional, crazy stuff right now.
Yeah,
so for her to come out with that article saying all the stuff that she said, because I read a little bit of it, I just think it was bad timing, but then at the same time, I don't think that it hurt her career. She had a career, she had things going on, and if she's not doing anything right now, that's on her.
Exactly.
You know, it's like nobody can really just hurt your career like that. She did what she wanted to do on that show.
But she's the host of The Real. I mean, she's doing great. She's been successful. Her singing career wasn't the most amazing.
But you can't blame that on the Kardashians.
And I don't think that that's really what ultimately hurt her. I think when she's saying that it hurt her career, it mostly tainted her reputation for having broken his heart. Everybody feels like she's like a heartbreaker because of it.
But didn't they say he cheated on her or something like that?
Yeah,
but why is that?
You know, men aren't ever held accountable.
No, they're not.
But she... I don't think that it came out that she did anything wrong. So
I don't see how
that could damage her reputation.
Okay, so John wants us to define what cheating is.
Yeah.
So can you give us your definition first?
Yes.
If you're in a game and there's referees... and the other team comes in thinking they're going to play, and you bring somebody into the game that's not of age or not supposed to be involved, or you use something that enhances your team more than others and they don't have the ability to use it, that's called cheating.
In a relationship?
That sounds actually
using a metaphor.
Just like
now,
it's in a relationship.
Since you wanted to take a sports term and put it into a relationship. Let's put it into a relationship.
I love that.
Okay, so in a relationship, cheating is I'm doing this and you're not, and I don't know that you're doing this. Right?
Okay.
That's cheating.
Right.
But
makes sense.
If you know that men look at a girl mm-hmm. and think of having sex, and every chance they have to have sex with a female, that's what a male is going to do in mm-hmm. any mammal. That's what a male is going to do. His job and his life is to mm-hmm. procreate, to continue to enhance, or to supply the race. Now, if you're a female that goes into a situation and you think that your vagina and this person is the end all, and that's all they're going to do, then you are really delusional.
So should women not expect men to be faithful?
This is the deal. It's not being... This is the deal. You called it... Now, you went from cheating to a word faithful. Let's stay on one word.
Okay. So cheating is different than faithful.
Well, this is the deal. If you went to USC and played sports, if you're not cheating, you're not playing. But the mentality is, if you go into a situation and you say, this human right here can't have the experience they want to have when they want to have it because I'm over here, then you got the problem. Because if this human right here decides, because you can't just walk, you can, but you can't just go someplace or go on and see somebody and then boom, have sex and then go back to shopping. It has to be a continued situation in order to have sex. Even mm-hmm. if it's purchased, you have to go through the process of getting that person into a place that you can pay them. So this person knows exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cheating on you. They're having a life experience. And if that's what the person that you're involved with feels that that's what they need to do in this life, how are they cheating on you?
Well, I guess it's all about... I understand what he's saying, but at the same time, I think you have to have that sort of agreement with the other person.
Yes. Yes.
So you need to... But I think you're probably saying the same thing. It's not that the other person that knows.
Good.
It's being in a relationship with somebody who is very aware that that's who I am and that's what I do. So if you choose to be in a relationship with me,
this comes with the territory.
Then that is what it comes with. So everybody has to have that conversation and decide that that's what they want to do.
I love you, Phoenix. how many people have had a conversation with the person that different? First, understand this. You can't choose who you love. I don't care how many times you try it.
I absolutely
you can't.
Agree.
You can that's be true. With the one you love and then see another one you love. That's how
so
life
you,
goes.
You believe that you can love two people at one time?
No, I said you can see, because I can ask every one of you beautiful females in here how many lovers you had. And we wouldn't want to have that conversation. You know why? Whoa. That's what I'm telling you. It doesn't make a difference if it's at the same time or at a different time. You have told somebody in your life that this is the only one I want to spend the rest of my life, or this is what I want to do, and then you turn around and love somebody else. You're a liar. So you can't. You're a liar. So
no, they just renegotiated their contract.
Right. Hey, now we're going back to sports.
I got out of my contract. I wanted to get out my contract.
My wife has renegotiated. I don't know. Every 7 years.
7 years.
I came up with an idea. I said we should be married for 7 years, and in the 6th year, we should have a contract year. Let's re-up. And let's see if we're going to give you an extension or now this is the best way. You can say this. If we get married, you can't have sex with another person and I can't have sex with another person for 6 years.
Okay.
That should be, you got to have this conversation. Say, hey, we're dating. Yeah. I'm your girl. Yeah. You're my guy. Yeah. I don't want you to have sex of any sort with any other person besides me.
Sounds good.
Say, can you or you are you willing to do that? Tell me now, because if you're not willing to do that, we can have. I love you and I want to be with you, but now let's have what's going to happen when it comes to sex.
Right.
Because the first thing I'm going to tell all you women in here and the ones who are watching,
we're getting schooled today.
I know. I'm like, where's my notepad?
Oh, when I saw her, when she sent me, when I saw the thing on Instagram, I said, I got to be on that show. And she's like, I got to be on that show. Check this out. No guy wants to hear if you say, "Hey, you're going to do it? Okay." All right, I'm going to be with somebody on Tuesday and Thursday and sometimes Saturdays. And you're going to do what you're going to do. But that's what... If you have that conversation with a guy...
Yeah.
He's not going to be okay with that.
Depends on the guy.
Unless you have an open relationship.
Unless you have an open relationship.
Why do you guys have a word for it? It's not an open relationship.
It is an open relationship.
An open relationship
is... People can come into
your
choice.
No, no. What I just told you was a closed relationship. Because what I just told you is between...
That's on your 6-year contract.
No, I just said... The first thing I just said, if we were doing... If we're having that, that's a closed contract. It's not an open relationship. If you decide that you want to have sex with other people, mm-hmm. that doesn't open the relationship. That opens the sex. There's a difference because a relationship can stay closed. I'm going to go on vacation with him. I'm going to have holidays with him. I'm going to have children with this person. But the sexual part, if I feel I want to experience something different than the wonderful pineapples you have, I want some tomato juice, I can have it. And you don't usually mix tomato juice with pineapple juice, so you have to keep them separate.
No, you do not.
This was the mentality in the 70s. So I'm just, all I did is mention how they used to talk about in the 70s when they called it free love. It wasn't free love. It was literally love. It wasn't anything like everybody has. You got a name for it. Open relationship. You have a name for it. Monogamy, which is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. There's not a species that we want to be like that does it.
Well, open relationships are supposed to be where two people communicate with each other that they're okay to have sex with other people. And so then, and the other term that can be used if that couple wants to have sex with other people together is swinging. So there's titles for everything. Title, and that's sexual lifestyle.
Swinging is having sex with other couples. A threesome is having sex with one other person.
Well, but you just, I get the idea.
Yeah, so there's
sex together.
There's an open relationship, and then there's swinging. So it's two different things, but at the same time, you communicate if this is the lifestyle that you and your partner are going to take before you enter into that relationship.
Well, how many do women on stage would have an open relationship?
You can count me out.
I don't know. It depends on what part of my life I'm in. I would be totally honest. Like it depends on where I am in my life. Like, because I've changed. Like, every couple of years, I feel like I've changed what I would like.
So you're open to the idea or the possibility.
It depends on where I am in my life at that time.
I'm more open to the idea of me and him having sex with somebody else, possibly.
Well, that's what I mean.
Than him going out and doing Lord knows what. Because I agree, the monogamy.
So you're more open to swinging?
Yeah, I'm more open to that.
See, I'm not open to swinging.
Well, whatever. The idea,
this is the thing. There was a time in my life where me and my boyfriend, telling all my business.
I know. I'm
trying to stop you. I was about to kick you.
I'll be honest. But I'm just saying, like, there was a time in my life when I was a little younger where me and my boyfriend, we had sex with another female, but I would never bring another male into it. But some people do. But I was okay with us, you know.
That's a threesome.
Kind of like ganging up on the girl, because to me at that time, I liked watching him have sex with somebody else, and it sounds really ridiculous. And some of us don't want to admit it, but I'm going to admit it. But it looks good to be on the outside to just watch, because I have seen, this sounds crazy as hell, but I've seen what it looks like for someone to have sex and make love to you and just be getting it in, like fucking you.
Well, that's voyeurism. That's a part of the experience.
What I'm saying is I saw the difference. And once I saw the difference, I was like, oh, he ain't doing nothing that he does with me to this girl. And it made me think differently at that time. And it was very strange, but he was just, there was nothing emotional about it. Whereas for me, I wanted all the emotional and the connection and, you know,
so
the extra
stuff.
So you're
able to separate the two.
I literally was able to see the complete difference, and I was shocked. I mean, I did it out of wanting to please him at that time, but then I found out that I actually enjoyed it because I saw the separation. I didn't see anything emotional.
Because men talk about that. They talk about the separation of you. I gave you my emotions. This girl, I'm just getting it in. And
so, what do you feel about that? When the men say, well, you're special to me. I love you. I care about you. So therefore, I protect you. I have a relationship with you. It's just sex with them. And men oftentimes detach. But for some reason, women find it harder to do that.
Not true. More women have outside relationships than men. There's four women every man on the planet. And if you check and find out exactly how many, I just read today, that 50% of every American marriage ends in divorce. 50%.
That's correct.
That's true.
So if that's a situation, that means, obviously, but there's a lot of going on. And and this is the difference. Men in a breakup are more emotionally detached than women do. But they don't show it.
No.
So when you talk about, like when you said, what is it, when we get to that, she talked about emotional and the feeling thing. And the reason she wouldn't bring another male in, because she knows men are alpha dogs and usually go into a situation.
Yeah.
Right. I'm different. I know I'm better than everything. I know how I'm built. I know how I am. I know I'm comfortable.
So you're secure watching. You could watch maybe your love.
I will have the conversation with you, like, did he have a big penis? What did he smell like? You know what I'm
really?
Saying? Oh, yeah.
The details?
Details, literally. Because think about this. Phone sex is huge.
So details turn you
so
on.
So details turn you on. Imagine
you have
if you're getting
phone sex. You have to be a good
communicator
to get you hot with phone sex.
Yes. Once again, let's get it back in. We're going to pick words. And you're good at picking titles. So but I refuse to be titled. So that's why every time you go to do it, I'm going to twist it. There's nobody like me. There's nobody like you. Nobody like you. No. Each one of us are individual, perfect beings. With humans being human. So no one is like me.
So do you feel comfortable me calling you a man?
Oh, your man.
That's a title.
You call me your man.
Being called a man is a title.
Right, right. Well,
because I'd rather
you don't call me a man and
you'd
me show
you. You'd be offended if you don't believe in titles. If I
called
you
a female. No, I didn't say
that.
I just don't like it. Well,
then you would be offended. So titles do matter when it comes to certain things.
Yeah, but okay. But if you feel like
go ahead, say touché,
if you feel like
touché.
No, what I was going to say, but part of the deal are titles. Part of the problems in dealing with a female mind.
And that's what
are
a lot
titles.
Of men say. A lot of men
a lot
express
of men
it. The titles changes things and the relationship especially.
Because it goes into ownership.
Well,
I think people forget partnership, and they think that once you have a title that they own you, and it's not ownership, it's partnership. And that's where people go wrong, and that's where a lot of women change. You can't do this, you can't do that. And it's almost like my and I've told you guys this before, my theory is I'm not going to tell you not to do anything. Just, like, I'm not going to tell you not to do anything at all. I feel like if you love me enough and you know how I am, you're going to respect me whether I tell you to do something or not.
Right.
Because you're not going to have to tell me not to do certain things that I know that you're not going to like.
I always ask what you don't like. And I don't do those.
You're like, okay, so
you have to have that conversation. If, right. You know what I don't like. You know, like, if you're with me, you have to know what I don't like. Because I'm going to tell you. You know, so we don't have to give each other rules of what to do and what not to do. You know what I don't like. I'm not going to disrespect you.
Another thing to you. So say you don't want a guy going out and doing or whatever. You have a relationship. Say he says, I'm going to do that. And then you find out that he has. Well, are you going to be upset?
Well, yes.
Why would you be upset?
Well, if I asked him.
Because he lied to you?
Yes.
You think you forced him to lie to you?
What?
My question was.
If I tell you. If I expressed my needs and he went against my needs.
He didn't go against your needs.
He didn't go against your needs. He's my man and we're together. And I told him what is required of being with Drea Newell. And he went against that. That is going against my needs.
No, that's not your needs.
Yes,
that's
it
your,
is. No. If I don't want my man going out, that's not a need. For me, it is a desire.
And you know what I'm trying to say? Like, desire and ego. Desire and ego are the worst things in the world for you.
Now, she didn't force him to do anything in this hypothetical situation that you said, but he agreed to the terms. So if he could not agree in this hypothetical situation, yes, he did.
So he's a liar.
If he could not agree, he should have been honest and forthcoming.
What is considered a lie to you?
And then
when he tells you he's going to do something and does something other, knowing that he's doing what you asked him not to, that makes him a liar.
Right.
So it's not that. And when you say you're a man, it means, like we said, possession. In my situation, I've been married 21 years, and that's my partner. And she would say, no one has to define our marriage. And it took me, and that's why I'm on the show, because I don't have a problem on saying anybody defines my marriage. I turned 50. I'm going to have my next 50 years not having anybody tell me how to live my life.
Right.
And you can be on the train or get the F off the tracks.
Congratulations on turning 50.
Oh, thank you.
You don't look a day over 48.
And that's a good thing.
Okay, let me ask you guys this, okay?
Oh my God,
what happens when you enter into a relationship where the person says that they're going to commit, they have, you know, high expectations for the relationship, for this monogamy, and then it just doesn't work out that way. And you come to find out that they possibly may be sexually addicted. Do you believe that that's something that is real, sexual addiction, to start with?
First thing, expectation breeds disappointment.
That is so true, John.
Addiction.
I don't know.
Can you be sexually addicted?
Yes, no.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
I had this argument with Dr. Drew, and he swears you can.
I know, Dr. Drew. Yes.
Can you take drugs for it? Then you're not addicted.
But if your life is unmanageable because of something. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean unmanageable? Because you're having sex?
Just because you can't take drugs for something doesn't mean that it can't be.
Okay, well, what I'm saying. So what constitutes you being something artificial coming in your life and you being addicted to it, correct? It's not artificial to have sex. The Bonono Monkeys, literally, if you get a book called Sex at Dawn, it would explain exactly how this is run. In America, or in the world, we have been overruled by by religious thoughts.
You caught yourself.
By religious, because even Islam does it. In this thought that this is a certain, yes, protection because you want to have it and you want to have more children. But look at the ridicule you get by for thinking about sex when it's a natural thing. At 14, I don't care how you do it, a boy's penis is going to start doing things.
True.
That we didn't know what was happening.
And that is one thing that they say. True. You can be addicted to cocaine, cigarettes, chewing on plastic.
Something outside of yourself.
Yeah, something outside of yourself. But they do say that sexual addiction is the one natural thing that, that you are used for procreation that is... But there's a biological thing that you can be addicted to.
What?
Because it's a psychological addiction.
John,
are you kidding me?
It's a psychological addiction.
You mean masturbation or sex?
Sex. Okay, you say what you need to say, and then I'm going to go.
Okay, what about people whose lives are completely unmanageable? They're waking up constantly thinking about sex. They're going into work late because or they're like putting their lives in danger. That is making your life unmanageable.
Is that maybe lack of discipline?
That's exactly what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because
I believe this.
Your sex is really good. Why would he want to be on time for work?
I'm saying I've had friends experience this and I've seen it. It's real.
Have you ever had some really good D?
I've never met anybody that was.
Yes.
You gave money?
Like no. What?
Oh, it ain't been that good.
No.
When you be like, hey, yeah.
For those who don't know, sexual addiction, I'm going to tell you the exact definition, okay? Is described as a progressive intimacy disorder characterized by compulsive sexual thoughts and acts. So it is a legitimate addiction.
It is.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Phoenix.
I'm sorry. And then I would love to hear y'all's opinion.
Yes.
I feel like if you think about it in life, everybody has some sort of drug that they go to.
Something
that
gets
I don't care if it's coffee. Coffee to me is considered to be a drug.
You
or
can
an
be
addiction.
Addicted to it. It's caffeine.
You know, or whatever. But they don't have counseling for you drinking too much coffee.
They probably
it's just, I'm going to discipline myself to stop drinking so much coffee, right? So when it comes to sexual addiction, all it is you need to pick a partner who has the same sex drive as you. So I don't think it's an addiction thing. Now, I think there's a bunch of people who lack discipline and they don't do what they need to do and they get overwhelmed by it and they use it as a crutch to mask whatever it is that they have going on that they don't want to deal with.
Exactly.
But that's like anything, you know, like that's like anything in your life. Like we can go to the gym a whole lot because of the fact we don't want to deal with something that we have going on at home. Or deal with something going on mentally or, you know, physically or a heart issue. We're just going to go and we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out at the gym so that we can feel better. So we can mask it instead of sitting down and dealing with the real issue. So I don't think the real issue would be sex addiction. It would be what's deeper than that.
Well, the resolution for like sexual addiction, like you're saying, is not necessarily finding a partner and having as much sex as possible because it doesn't have necessarily to do with the, with the act thereof of the actual sex. It has to do with the psychosis behind it and not being able to function properly without it. So it comes to masturbation.
Who can function properly without sex?
Magazines. They cannot get away from thinking about it.
You can't have too much of
it. But to me,
it's possible.
How?
But to me, over their life, I think mental health issues are a big thing that people don't deal with or talk about. Underneath that, though, I think that people have issues that they're not dealing with and they're using the sexual stuff as an escape.
The same way you use drugs and alcohol.
Exactly.
Outside of your body.
But this is what I'm...
I'm telling you, it's outside of you. You can't say that inside of your body.
We're saying the same thing, but if they're... But I just don't believe in... I haven't met a lot of people who are sexually addicted because I have a high sex drive. So for me, I'm like, let's do it. You know, like if I'm with somebody, and especially when I love you...
Do you get high and have sex?
You mentioned...
High sex
drive. Phoenix just brought up a... interesting word. I know we shouldn't label John, but I'm going to ask anyway. She said high sex drive. Is that something you would characterize yourself as?
Right. That's what it is. It's like, myself, this is the deal. I am I'm going to keep saying, and I didn't steal it, but Deepak says it. I'm a human being human. And this is being at this age that I'm at. And is why I'm now like being more of a tribune than I was even before. Before, like these lovely ladies would tell you, I'm always putting you up on game because I love women. And I love women so much that I literally look at them on the same level. I've never been a guy in my adult age that looked down upon women because when I started realizing, why would you look down upon the thing that you supposedly
are
worshiping?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You
came but the mentality and this and how it's always been with men, you guys have been very blessed in the 1900s. Because women, look what women are going through now, right? Going through now. it was quadruply worse before. You wasn't even allowed to get an education here in America. Mm-hmm. Don't even talk about what they talk about taking the girls over in Africa. That was in America. No, be cute. What do you need to go to college for? You need to go to nursing school. You know, you need to be a nurse or a school teacher, and you need to stay at home, take care of your family. That was America. So when you talk about high sex drive, yeah, she understands the things that brings her to nirvana, the things that literally, because she picks the things that make her happy over the things that make her sad. Mm-hmm. And if the sex drive is high, I get high while having sex. But
if it you does, want, it releases endorphins. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Now you are a vegan, right?
I eat a vegan plant-based diet.
And so, do you feel like that contributes to maybe your sexual stamina at all?
Yeah, it definitely, because I don't have really any dead flesh in my intestines blocking on my prostate, which stops it from staying shrunk, and also. I don't have ED, which is a large form of eating animal flesh.
Oh, wow. I did not know that erectile dysfunction was attributed to meat.
Well, it's contributed to having a big belly. And having a big belly, when your body is supposed to be sending blood to erect your penis, it literally goes to try to digest food.
Digest, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. High cholesterol and blood pressure can create ED as well.
And they smell funny and their belly, you know. I always ask these girls, like, when I saw guys with baller bellies, I said, do y'all, like, in the car, do y'all lift them? Or y'all put your arm like this? Like, how do you do it? Like, you don't let him get on. Is he always on the bottom? I always ask that question.
Is he always on the bottom?
Always. Yeah, wow. Because every time you see a fat guy having sex on a movie, the girl is always on top.
I'm trying to, I'm like,
yeah,
when you
true.
See two big people with two big bellies, I'm like,
so what initiated the interest in this health and wellness lifestyle?
I had a cholesterol level of 274. I was 27, and I was higher than some of the guys who were 35, 36 on the squad. I always had a chronic back pain, lower back. My sexy was disappearing. I was overly aggressive. I was lazy. I was hateful. And then somebody told me to take the death out of my stomach. Said, you know, you're not a coffin for dead animals. So when I took the flesh out of my life, and I started detoxing my body, I realized that I was connected to everything and I was happier. So being happier is more important than anything in this world to me. So I found out being happy. And this is what I'm happy about. Every vegan saved 750 land animals from being murdered, not even including fish. And we saved the water. We look better.
been over 20 years.
No, these are great points.
I started in 1991.
And is your wife a vegan as well? Does she support your diet?
It's funny you put it that way. People who live in my house, my wife and my children, eat a plant-based diet as well.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? Well, now we're going to get back to it when we talk about partnership and what people should and couldn't do.
Yes.
If you put up a rule, I say this with anybody. I told my daughters this. If you put up a whole bunch of rules that you have to abide by, every one of those rules are going to be broken.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So I lay it out. I no longer am a teacher, no longer a preacher. I'm a sage. I lay it in front of you, and this is how I get down. You don't want to get down. Your experience in life is cool. Hope I don't have to go to your funeral. I don't like hospitals. In the kitchen here, I don't want to smell dead flesh cooking.
So after sex, it's not a sandwich, it's celery. Oh. Is that how it happens?
Well, with me, after sex, it's enjoyable, and it's, I don't know how long it take you to come down from the planet I took you to, but... I don't know. When you get down, I don't
crazy.
Know. Hey. I'll make you something to eat.
Wow.
If you're hungry, because you should have been.
Well, that's perfect. Because now we're gonna put you in the hot seat. Before we wrap up the show, we always do something called the Naked Truth.
Yeah.
So, John, we're gonna ask you a series of questions, and you have to bear it to us, okay? Here on Let's Talk About Sex.
He will be fine doing that.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna be serious.
I really
honest.
Like this show.
This show loves you. We really are excited to have you.
I know. Excited.
We should do the
okay,
whole.
So John.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a sex tape?
Yes.
And if so, where is that tape?
I have it.
You have the sex tape?
Yes.
Does she have it?
What kind of sex tape was
she
it?
She got a lot of it. No. I have one sex tape that somebody else has, but the female that's in it has passed already, so.
You had to worry about it?
Yeah, it was way back. It was way back during VHS.
We need to put our heads down. Condolences and a moment of silence for the sex tape girl.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. For the sex tape girl?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, though, that you had that experience because you can't have sex with her anymore. But you made a sex tape, and so we appreciate you revealing that.
Right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say that you would rate that sex tape?
Well, I do photography as a hobby. So it was lit very well. The music was no. Who did I use on it? Oh, I had Joe in the background.
Ooh, Joe.
It was dope, and it was mostly hands, and you don't see her face, and you don't see me. Texting. Just see hands. It's the best. It's
Can
one
you tell
of the best.
What type of photography you do?
Oh, I do erotic photography.
Nice. Okay. Erotic photography.
Yeah, I'm putting a book out about vaginas.
Oh, we have to, as soon as the book comes out, we have to have you back on the show too to support that.
Yeah, it's going to be a thick book.
Because I
stop! Oh my God.
Bathroom reading for most
people. Photography book of vagina.
It's going to be a thick book.
It's going to have plastic on the sheets just in case. No, but it's literally, my mother-in-law is an erotic artist. And it was funny, man, because when I met my wife, I was like, oh, when I found that Pat Duff was her mom, I was like, oh, this is going to be on. My daughter's not like me.
Oh.
I was like, no. Oh. 21 years, she ain't like
her. I'm sure you helped bring her to that exploration.
I'm sure.
Well, you know, I'm good. I'm good at manipulation.
Encouraging. It's manipulation.
Yeah, I got to tell women and tell you the truth. It's manipulation.
What?
You can be, but you have to manipulate things to get your girl, because you can do it all the time. You can manipulate your girl to get things you want, but then you're going to be manipulated back. It's just the way it is. That's how it's give and take on this situation.
Okay. So next question, Mr. Manipulator, but that doesn't like titles, but he's but he manipulates. But don't call him a manipulator.
Don't do that.
Master of many things.
Master of many. Would you ever sleep with a woman as tall as you are?
Oh.
And if so, how?
obviously standing up. Because I finally can do it standing up. Let me see. Yeah.
I can see how that would be challenging. Yeah, with your height.
I don't. Yeah. I like women.
All right.
All shapes, sizes. You know, as long as you don't stink, I'm good.
That is something we hear common from men. They have to smell.
Yes.
Good. We did a whole episode dedicated to hygiene. Don't worry. We're gonna do an episode to feet. To feet. Oh. Feet are very important.
Very, very. Because this is something you can handle. You can get your nails done. You can get your hands. You can get soft feet. There's no reason for you walking around like.
So you
like
guys
you live
heard
in
it
Hawaii.
First. John Selly is giving out pedicures after the show. Everybody,
pedicures on John.
Pedicures all around. Yay,
I got this.
John.
I got this new. I'm going to bring. I got this new vegan thing. I'm telling you, it's all natural. And you get in the shower. When you're showering and all that shaving, if you do that, or you don't wax or whatever, before you get out the shower, you should scrub your feet with this
it's an exfoliant.
Stone, right? And then oil your feet. It's very important.
Love it.
Where
we love,
get that
love,
from?
Love.
You gonna bring us in?
Yeah, come by the crib. It's so important that in the Bible, Jesus had his feet. That it was important that they talked about him getting his feet washed, and the girl dried it with her hair. That's a freak. That's how you put it. So freak.
Love his imagination.
Wow. That's why I like weaves. If you got a weave, I'm cool with weaves.
Okay, and our final question for John, so that he can bear the naked truth, like he's been doing a great job. After sex, cuddling, sleeping, or eating your celery?
All three.
All three.
Yeah.
So you're
you got to hold you and say, please don't call the cops. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. cuddling, literally, especially in another bit of crazy. I got a lot of, they thought it was useless information in my brain. I just remember a lot about it because I wanted to write a book about sex. And then Steve Harvey put his book out. And my book was going to tell you the truth. And his book was going to sell a lot of copies. Women don't want to hear the truth.
No, we do.
No, they want to be. They want you to be honest.
The right system.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything from them. What do y'all think?
Some women don't.
Do you think the women want to hear the truth? Or is it that you want to hear the truth?
I want to hear the truth. I need to hear the truth.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat.
So I'm going to disagree with women want to hear the truth.
Really?
Women are all...
You agreed with me just now?
I agreed with you.
Oh my God, did that happen? What time in the show was that?
Men are more logical thinkers. Women are more feelers. Mm-hmm. Women want to feel good. The truth doesn't always feel good. So when it comes to feeling good versus not and hearing the truth, women are always going to go what feels best at that moment. So that's why when they ask you, am I pretty? Do I look fat? Do I need this? Do I need that? It's really because they need that, you know, affirmation in that moment because it makes them feel good. If they really were to hear the truth, they wouldn't be with half of the men that they were with.
I agree that most women.
Yeah, that was about to say, like,
need to hear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they need to hear whatever it is to make them feel good. But me, personally, I need to hear the truth.
100%.
You are fine as a mother.
So the right sisters want to hear wear the right
hat. No, Mina. The other two didn't say anything.
The truth empowers me. Like, that's well, absolutely and I true. Need to be empowered. Right. I feel like if you tell the truth in a way I can understand it, I want to hear it. So
say it with sensitivity.
It's good communication.
Yeah. Exactly. Because if I hear man, it, you heard it first. The Wright sisters just told you, if you're going to tell them the truth, say it with love and care.
I respect you more when I have the truth.
Yeah. It's like, if I can't trust you, then it's a wrap. Especially at the age I'm at now. And I'm just like, I'm over it. Just tell me the truth. Right. I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And I can keep you around. Like, be like, all right, what's with you? Because the fact that you're being honest, at least I know you for real. And you're being honest. But you get to lying, and I got to try to decipher all this stuff.
Right.
Check it's phone. Too much. I don't have time.
Yeah. Honesty without compassion is brutality. So you don't want to be brutally honest. Right. You want to be compassionate. Exactly. But what was your question
I like
to
the
me?
Compassion.
What was your question?
Well, you answered it. I had asked you about the sleeping, eating, cuddling. Or cuddling, and you said all three.
Yeah. It's a trip because I like to cook, and then, you know, that's what I do. And then I kind of make sure it's all organic and all natural and all good and all tasty. So I make sure that when you use the bathroom, that, you know, it's not like, God, don't go in there 35 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I want you fiber.
You poop real clean.
Yeah. And well.
Like, baby, that smells good. What did you do in there?
Yeah.
Exactly. Then everybody can come on.
Your poop smells
right. You all right.
All right, Joan, we have to have you back on the show. You are a riot and very well-knowledge, ladies, about sex. And fellas, you can learn a lot from him as well. We promise to have him back in the studio if he will have us.
Yeah, johnsally.com. Watch the videos. I got videos up
John,
there.
John, let everybody know where they can follow you, tweet at you, Instagram, your website, and where they can watch you as well.
All right, on Twitter, I'm at TheJohnSally, and then Instagram, just JohnSally. It's the sexy picture with the black eye.
Oh.
12,000 followers. A lot of inspirational things on there. And you can follow me on Facebook and my website, johnsally.com. We've got the app coming out pretty soon. Buy your veganvine.com. I got a new wine coming in Whole Foods. So this is what I need. I need you to go say, do you have the vegan vine wine?
Vegan vine wine.
Especially in Trader Joe's. Just keep asking.
Vegan vine wine.
Said, I'm not buying wine until you get vegan vine wine.
Before we exit, do we have a sexy photo of Sally that we can,
I got a bunch of
Mr. Sally that we can
pop
up?
Look at his face.
Yeah, but my collar's
next
up.
Cute right there.
I think we have a few more.
Let's keep it going. Cause he just
no, that's it. But I have
so
some
splendid.
In my phone.
I got some in your phone.
When we go up to air, I'm going to show you.
Okay, and then if people are interested in the Wellness Advocate movement, where would they go?
Well, right now, you just go to johnsally.com, but what you're going to look for is Better Life, BETTA. I made it Ebonic, so I couldn't have, the guy wouldn't sell me Better Life. So, but it stands for Better Eating Today, Tomorrow, Always, and it's a path. So I'm literally working with these wonderful Wright sisters. We're going to start doing some Caribbean health expos.
And I love it.
And we're going to bring it out. Now, sex will be a major part of it. And really good food, really good, you know, drinking water.
You have to include us.
And one thing, drink a gallon of water a day. No ice.
Yes. Absolutely. No. And you guys can find the Wright sisters where?
At Yes Productions 1 on Instagram. What else do we have?
Yes Productions 1 on Instagram.
Yeah, we're Yes Productions on Twitter. And yesprods.com.
Yes. Okay. Awesome. And Drea Renee, where can they find you?
You can find me at DreaRenee_N on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Where are we going to find you crying when your boyfriend?
Stop, John.
When your boyfriend is she ain't even cute. That's another thing. Guys don't care if the girl is cute.
No, they don't.
All the skin around that thing is woman. They don't care.
Phoenix, where can they find you?
Right now, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Phoenix on Twit on Twitter, and on Instagram it's Phoenix White, and on Facebook it's Phoenix White.
And you guys can find me, Spicy Madi. You guys can play with my Twitter.
Ooh.
And you can stroke my Instagram at Spicy_Madi. SPICY_MARI.
One finger
Thank
or two?
Thank you, John Spelling, for coming into the studio with
I
us here.
I want to know what to do with that Twitter.
Sex. We will have him back, we promise.
Please.
Producers Maria Menounos, Dario Crispin, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.